Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Hey, welcome, 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 everyone. Build, Grow, and Enjoy, WIGO 1570, The Light. It is 10/26/2011, 12 p.m. here in the city, the American finest city, and that's San Diego, California. And it's 3 p.m. in the city that is too busy to hate, they say, and that's in the ATL. Welcome once again, everyone, to Build, Grow, and Enjoy. I have an awesome show for you guys today. This is a long-awaited show that that I have been actually waiting for myself with this very special and very passionate and successful guests that I have on the air today. So definitely, everyone, the lines are open, 347-215-8709. And as always, you guys know we are on Build, Grow, and Enjoy Live. You can go to buildgrowandenjoy.com and come join us into the live chat. But before we get to the guests, I just want to send a shout-out to the guys at the Onyx Neo Soul Lounge. I got invited last night to hang out with those business owners out there last night in the Gas Lab downtown San Diego. And, wow, I mean, that place is one grown and sexy hot spot here in San Diego. So San Diegans, get out there and support these business owners. They are really doing something positive within the community. The music was great. Really just kick back, relax. It was extremely classy. So get out there and go and support those guys. It's the address is 825 Fifth Avenue, San Diego, 92101. For those of you that are in San Diego, you know that's the one and only Gas Lamp area. Very, very, very historical down there in a beautiful area to be at night. So I had a great time, you guys. You guys are doing a great job out there. My continued success and blessings to your business and the growth of that lounge. I definitely will be back again to check it out. And it was a packed house for Tuesdays. I guess Tuesday is a special day that they have kind of like, you know, that, you know, almost midweek where you can just get out and just unwind a little. So keep making it happen, you guys. You guys are doing a great job and my continued blessings. Working Divas, everyone, I just want to give you a little update on that. As you guys know, the site's been kind of down due to, you know, our system and our server has been down. Karen has been working diligently with WordPress to get it up and running. We're almost there. She's saying next week everything should be up and running. I mean, right now you can still see some of the past postings or articles that we have on there, but nothing really recent right now because we, you know, they're still working out the little glitches that's not allowing us to post it. But just hang tight, everyone. You know, she has some great articles. I have some great articles to share. You guys definitely know that I'm looking forward to share with you guys, and I'm getting all these messages and hits from you guys like, what's going on with Working Divas? Just thank you for being patient, everyone. But definitely while you're there, go ahead and check out some of, like I said, some of the old articles that are on there. You know, and just get caught up on some of those articles. And definitely while you're at it, go ahead and reach out to Darlene with Quality Travel. And as you guys know, we got the Working Divas cruise coming up March 2nd through the 5th, leaving out the beautiful MIA to the Bahamas. So definitely go ahead and, you know, book your cabin while you're there. The prices are as little as $360 for at the start for a cabin. I hear that there are still cabins that are available. Don't quote me on it. I mean, you know, I'm sometimes the last to know. I think when I last spoke to Karen, she said there are cabins available because, as you guys know, they're selling really fast. But definitely when you reach out to our travel agent, agency with Darlene, she'll go ahead and inform you on that. So, ladies, just go ahead and just book it. And, you know, it is time. Take a break for yourself. You know, you're working Divas. You're out there working hard, balancing everything. You know, multitasking. It's time to just take some indulging me time. And so definitely, you know, come and join me and Karen and take a break for yourself. You know, on the beach, we're going to have some great events, you know, lined up for you, including, you know, some workout. You know, me and Karen is into fitness, so Zumba on the beach. Actually, I've never done Zumba, so this will be my first time. I always run from the class because it's just too much for me, but that's another story. But definitely go on workingdivas.com, get more information about the cruise, and like I said, just continue to hang tight. We're getting everything up and running for the new postings that's to come from myself and Karen. Now, everyone, I'm just ready to get to what the special guest, the gift I want to say that I have on the air today, very passionate, energy like myself, successful, innovative, creative, just positive energy. I mean, I fell in love with this guy from the day we met. I mean, we were in a Starbucks talking. We had our hands clinging with each other. People were looking at us like we were crazy. We didn't care. It was just, the energy was just there. So I am just blessed to have him on the air today. And that is the one and only Mr. Peter Passionate from A&E Flip This House, here to share very, very, very special business message with you guys, and individual message just in empowering yourself. So welcome, Peter. It is a blessing to have you on the air today.
Thank you, Kalitha, from Atlanta, Georgia. World building continues. Chop, chop, people. We've got a job to do.
That we do. The movement is definitely alive. Hey, and everyone, just know that you can call into Peter. Lines are open, 347-215-8709, or you can send, you know, the messages to BillGrownAndJoy.com. Well, Peter, you know people have been waiting for you to come on because they want to hear about this message you have to share with everyone. But first, before you do that, for those that don't know you, let everyone know who Peter is.
Well, you know, that takes me about 3 hours, but I have a condensed time, so here we go. Born and raised in West Hartford, Connecticut, came down to Georgia for college, did my undergrad and master's degree in accounting, and I started with Price Waterhouse. And I always tell people, being a CPA, I had a little bit too much energy while I was in that little cube when I started, and decided that I had to do something a little bit different. Went from there into the banking world. I was in commercial banking for 20 years. And in 2004, I came in touch with my entrepreneurial side. And at that time, my best friend, Brian Trowe, who if you've seen us on TV, and just to let you know, a week from the Saturday on November 5th, Brian and I have 2 episodes of Flip This House airing on A&E. So if you haven't seen us a week again from the Saturday, November 5th on A&E, we have an episode at 10 a.m. and then the second one at 11 a.m. I said to Brian, what do you want to do when you grow up? He said, I want to do real estate. We started, and Brian started to do work on houses. I'm a businessman, a bottom-line entrepreneur, and started watching television. And when I did that, I saw Flip This House. Brian and I got on the show. The first season, there were 5 episodes in Atlanta. 4 were our houses. We were shown as the investor. And after that first year, the network came to us and said, we want you guys to be the lead. So that's how we ended up getting on the television show, and that's kind of a little bit of history of Peter Pasternak.
And it's so funny, Peter, because you just never know where destiny takes you. You just got to go with it. And, you know, a lot of people are out here, you know, they want to go and get out and do things, but they fear a lot. So let everyone know how fear can actually hold you back from what your purpose and your calling is.
So I always say faith, not fear. Those are 2 emotions, faith and fear, that the common thread is that they are based on a future event. So you can take a look at things both from a faith and a positive way or fear. And when you get into fear, it's typically going to hold you back, and you're looking at things usually from a negative spot. And so I always talk about the need to support yourself with positive, like-minded people that will push you and support you to have your dreams come true. And so you've got to have faith, because if you don't, it's something that's going to hold you back. And if you truly want to achieve, you've got to take risk, surround yourself, build a team, and have people in your life that will hold you accountable and responsible for what you say, so that your actions and words are congruent.
Wow, that is so well said, well said. And see, you have like, it's like an umbrella of businesses that you have that's contributed to your success. Foundation, design, build, and renovate. Tell us a little more about that.
So the company is owned by, of course, my business partner, Brian Trowe, and I. And some people have seen us on television. They think all Brian and I do is flip homes. And the truth is, we still are investors and do a few things. But we are licensed general contractors. So we do everything from somebody who's interested in building a home to somebody who's buying a foreclosure or short sale that needs work done to that. And so anything that requires any type of home renovation, we are available to do. And the nice part about that is, because we've been investors, we understand the importance of making sure you're not putting too much money in that house so that it's not, you know, the house is always your biggest investment, that you're not kind of losing track, that at some point you might have to sell that house and do too much. And so we try to be the voice of reason, use our experience, and share with people what our knowledge base is.
Right, and you hear that, Atlanta, they will take a home, a foreclosure home, and rebuild it. And you know, Peter, in Atlanta right now, you can get a pretty nice size older house for under 10K or under, and you guys can be guys to turn it into a dream home.
Well, you can, and let's take it even a step further, because there are people out there that want to invest, and they find these homes that are $10,000, $15,000, $18,000 that they can put, you know, $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 in. Some paying cash. There are also, I can tell you, bank financing programs. And I always tell people, they always get in touch with me, because being a former banker, I typically know the programs and the people out there that can help them. And so for people who are looking, they're not sure where they're going to put their money. You know, for $30,000, $40,000, they can have a house that's been renovated that they can go out and rent and get anywhere from $600,000 to $800,000, depending on where it's at, and have a really nice, strong rate of return on their investment.
Right. Now, that's a great way of thinking out of the box also, and that's the way we have to think in these times, because, you know, it's a new norm. You know, people are living different lifestyles with this economy the way it is. Now, you have another umbrella or piece that's with Foundations, and that's called Real Estate Connections. We actually have an event that's upcoming. Let's talk a little more about that. What is Real Estate Connections?
I'm so glad you asked, because it's really one of my favorite things. A little bit over a year ago, I wanted to create a networking event that really two things would shine about it. First, there would be a positive atmosphere. And you know, anybody who knows me knows if I'm going to do something, it's going to be, I'm going to be passionate, and there's going to be energy. And so, like I said previously, it's so important to surround yourself with positive, like-minded people. This event has that positive energy. And so once a month, the first Thursday of every month, so Thursday will be that, so November 3rd, there will be a networking event for real estate and real estate-related, and detail that in just a minute, in Buckhead at Aja. And for people that need information, there's a Facebook fan page for Real Estate Connections, ATL. But you're typically going to find there realtors, bankers, attorneys, business people, investors, contractors, and they're there to share that positive, like-minded, and it's very open to being able to do business and networking. And so it's something I felt that was needed, and it's been very well received from the community.
And that's definitely what is networking. You know, your network is what they say, your net worth. So that is a very positive move that you have going on within the community. Now, I want to go back to this, what you keep pointing out, and I think this is extremely important and a big part of success, because, you know, you can be your own worst enemy and, you know, not be liked and have a great product, and no one would come to you or even want to do business with you, and, of course, you won't succeed in that way. Now, I'm a person of your passion and your energy and your positive energy. Can you just let everyone know how important it is to have that right attitude when doing business if you want to succeed?
Well, I think it's a common thread among people who are successful, and that is the ability to be able to attract people who you basically want them to buy in to your dream and your desires. And people do not like doing business or being around negative people. Negative people attract negative people. Positive, like-minded people, it's a mirror, are going to attract that. And so the ability to be able to be passionate gets people interested in you. Now, the key is then to be able to take whatever your service or business is, have clarity on it, make sure you understand who you are, what your business is, and what distinguishes you from other people out there. When you're able to do that and combine that with that passion, you're now going to have people look at you and want what you have. So the actual marketing part's a whole lot easier, because people are coming to you.
Right. That is so well said. We're going to take a quick break, Peter. When I get back, I would like to kind of transition this. You know, if there's anything else you'd like to share with, you know, on the Peace of the Foundation, of course, you know, everyone can go on your site, foundationsllc.com, and, of course, the information is on billgruenandjoy.com, and you're also a member, so they can contact you directly through Bill Gruen and Joy. But I want to transition this because a lot of questions that I'm getting is people want to hear some best practices in starting their own business, you know, on that path of having a successful business. So we'll be right back. I'm going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back, okay?
Absolutely. Sounds great.
Hi, I'm Kalithia, Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
Well, I hope everyone's knowledge is getting increased today because I have a very, very wonderful Peter Passionate, and he's a host of Flip This House Atlanta here sharing some very, very good information about him and his business and his success story and, you know, just talking on a very important piece of success, and that's your attitude, which I agree, piggyback on everything that he's saying. It's the only way to get through. People do not want to be around people that's negative, so you got to have that right attitude. Now, Peter, I think we got a couple of callers. Let me see if I can take this caller for you. And before we, and then after we do that, I want you to share some best practices because they are hitting me up and wanting to know. Let me just see what these callers have to say.
All righty.
Hey, caller, are you there? Hello? All right. Let's see this one. Caller, are you there? Caller 1069. Do you have a question?
No, I don't have a question. I didn't raise my hand or anything. I was just listening to the call.
Well, did
well,
you want to say
you're
anything to
what
Peter
you hear.
While you're listening?
Well, hi.
How are you?
I am great. Great to talk to you. I'm so excited to be on the call and listen to what you have to say about your business and learn a little bit more about financial literacy today.
Great. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta.
I love you right here. What part of Atlanta are you in?
I'm actually in Snellville.
Okay. I went to school in Athens and used to go through Snellville and go by there when I go to Athens all the time, and it's really changed and looking beautiful.
It is indeed. Yeah, right up 78.
Yes, it is.
Yes, indeed. So, glad to be here.
Wonderful. Well, my continued blessings to you, ma'am, and thank you for calling in. And just continue to listen because we're about to share some good stuff.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. So, Peter, like I was saying, you know, I have a lot of people hitting me up, as they do behind the scenes. They know the secrets. They want to know, we want you to share some, like, key points on success of building a business or towards success.
So I think the success of a business starts with, you've got to be passionate and have an idea of what you want to do. And for some people, they have an idea, but they think it is out of their reach, and they don't dream and they don't take it seriously that they can make a living out of it. And so the first start, it starts with an idea. The second part is, just like if you were in sports or anything else, you've got to build a team. And you've got to understand what your strengths and weaknesses are and surround yourself with people that complement what you do. One of the reasons Brian and I have been so successful is our skill sets and what we bring to the table is absolutely so different so that we're able to fill the whole pie. And so the other thing I tell you people is, especially if you're doing it on your own, it can be very overwhelming. So build a team, have people that you can talk to, brainstorm with, and then the other part of the key is taking it from idea to conception is, all right, this is what I'm thinking about doing. Now, why would people want, well, first of all, do people want what I'm trying to offer? What am I going to do differently? Have you done something that had a bad experience that you can turn around so that that can be one of your strengths? I'll give you an example. When Brian and I started, we said, you know, there's so many contractors or people out there that are never on time. They never say what they're going to do. We're going to make things different. When people know they do business with foundations, they know the calls are returned, they know they're communicated with, and all of a sudden it goes from being a bad experience to a good experience, and now you've created really good karma for you and your company.
Awesome. Yes, yes, and that's what it's all about. Definitely, I have to agree with you on the diverse skill sets. You know, I've always, when I built my teams, I've always looked for people of different skill sets. You remember that test, Peter, where you have where you give to your team with the different colors, the colors of the personalities.
Yes.
and you kind of team them up, you know, because whatever your strength is, you know, you want to put it with someone that has, like, a strength in your weakness and pulling it together. And it's amazing when you can do that of diverse entities and pull it together because it creates a force of its own.
It does. You know, it's interesting. When Brian and I started, even though we were best friends, and that can be challenging when you go into business with a spouse, a friend, a relative, we took the personality test, and it didn't tell us anything we didn't know, but we started to laugh and was a reminder of how we communicate, which is different, how we look at things. And, you know, I really suggest it's a great idea if you're in business or thinking about it, that you do that to make sure that you're complimentary and that you have a better understanding of what it takes. And I always talk about the importance of going for results instead of being right, because when you're right, you make somebody wrong, and nobody wants to be wrong. And so it's really important to have clarity of what the end results are, so you then can create the environment and what you need in order to get the results you desire.
Awesome, awesome, awesome. Well, is there anything else you'd like to share to the listening audience, Peter? For the awesome information that you have shared, and definitely let everyone know how they can follow you and your contact information also.
Sure. So let me start with how to get a hold of me. As far as the phone number for Foundations for Brian and I is 1-800-645-7249. Again, that's 1-800-645-7249. My last name is Peter. My last name is Pasternak, Pasternack. I'm on Twitter. I'm on LinkedIn. I'm on Facebook. And the website for Foundations, and there's also a portal for Real Estate Connections, is www.foundations, make sure there's an S on there, LLC.com. And so, you know, the thing I'd like to share with people is that everybody has a story, and everybody has had some type of challenges in their life, and you have two choices. You can either take that and be a victim and just never really get what you want, or you can take when you have something that comes that you didn't want, look at it as an opportunity and use that as an impetus to do something better and learn from it. And nobody's story is better than anybody else's, but it's your will and desire that will determine where you go.
Beautiful, beautifully said. Well, I just want to thank you for being on the air today, Peter. You're absolutely a blessing. I'm just, you know, amazed how we got connected. But like I said, you know, no one's put into the path by accident. So I definitely, you know, I'm honored to have you on the air sharing this message. I'm glad that we connected, and I look forward to us partnering up and world building the communities, and like you would say, chop, chop.
Chop, chop, we have a job to do. And again, if you're in the Atlanta area, please come next Thursday, the 3rd, to Real Estate Connections. See what, when you do positive networking and surround yourself with like-minded people, come take a look at what magic happens in that room. There's information, again, on Facebook, will lead you to Eventbrite. It's in Buckhead. It's an awesome event. It'll give you an opportunity to meet with me and share, and let me see how I can help connect you and help things go in the right direction.
Absolutely awesome. And it will be up on Build, Grow, and Enjoy in the events section also. They haven't got it up yet, but it should be up pretty soon. So more information on there. Well, thank you, Peter, and I look forward to meeting up with you again when I get back to Atlanta. So, you know, my continued blessings, and I will talk to you soon. But thank you for being on the air today and sharing this very, very important message.
Thank you. I appreciate you having me on, and I look forward to networking and much continued success with you.
Thank you, thank you. And there you guys have it, Mr. Peter Pasternak, A&E host, Flip This House Atlanta. Awesome, awesome, positive energy, a man of passion, extremely one of what I considered America's most successful businessman out there. So as you guys hear Peter say, you know, your attitude is what you need to have out there to be successful, and you definitely want to surround yourself with like-minded, positive people. Don't have any fear and move forward. So you can get more information on Peter, Foundations, like he said, with an SLLC.com. Also, all this information is in the contact, the group contact, the contact group information, the guest contact information, I'm sorry, on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. I have all of Peter's information to take you directly to his website for him and Brian. So definitely, he's a connection that you definitely want to reach out to. And also, I'll have the event information for Peter's up-and-coming event on Bill, Grow, and Enjoy. That should be up pretty soon for those of you that I say should attend. This is something you want to be at. Very, 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 very good circle to be a part of. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. My continued blessings to you all. The financial movement is continually growing, and it's alive, as you all can see. Definitely, ladies, get on over to Working Divas. It'll be up and running pretty soon. But get your cabins. I keep pushing that because you need time to take a break to refresh, because this is getting serious. And as you can see, it's time that, you know, we build these communities. We have to take and make our own opportunity. So thank you, everyone, for tuning in. On Monday, there will not be a show because of Halloween. So I will be out in the community, as always, you know, one of my favorite holidays with the children. But definitely you can listen and enjoy any of these rebroadcasts. As a matter of fact, come back and listen to the one with Peter again. So everyone just have a happy, happy Halloween. Have a spectacular time throughout the community. Have a great rest of your week and enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.